Somebody texted and said, I'm turning 60. I'll be at the Crafty Crab.
Come through.
We'll be there, too.
Happy birthday, friend. It's a big one.
Come through.
I'm going to try real hard. I need to check their menu out. I did all right last week.
You're pretty good with seafood, though, huh?
I did all right. I like seafood. I'm just, you know, I know Monday's going to come quick.
Oh, I misunderstood what you were saying. I got you.
Trying to fight it now.
I got you. Pulling for you, bro.
I'm about going to spots like that, trying to fight it.
What do we got to get to? Do we say 12?
12 pounds together. Mm. Short week, too, by the way, on that.
Oh, y'all are going to crush it.
Got to get to work.
I've got to find a way to... eat chicken wings without ranch.
Oof. That is tough. Can't even imagine what that'd be like.
Like
hot
I
sauce,
mean,
Chief. Hot
no,
sauce.
I could do, yeah, but I'm, yeah, from like restaurants, spots that they say blue cheese is better. I hate blue cheese.
I hate
blue cheese. It ain't that much better.
And I don't think, yeah.
Booty.
I mean, hot sauce, I can see where you chew a cheddar.
But I don't know
that just the ranch aspect of wings, unless you're just literally going wrist deep in the ranch, I don't know that the ranch is going to keep us from getting to 12.
I don't know.
Ranch is packed pretty good with some calories, isn't it?
Can be.
Well, it can be, but I mean, I just...
If it's the worst thing that I do in a day, it's not bad.
Not
her heroin.
Well, I mean, you're the way you're working out and burning calories is
not calories.
I mean, you're just...
Heroin.
Be hard to not burn that ranch.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
But hey,
hell
I mean, look,
it.
I mean, if
you
you're,
know what? The hell
if you're looking to bodybuild, no, look, I don't want to discourage you.
No, the hell with it. Hell with it.
I don't want you to bring two ranches. I don't want to discourage you. But I just don't want you to be, such a 180 that you get burnt out. You know
what
I mean?
I'm not trying. Yeah, I'm just trying to get. I know it could potentially be a weekly thing, and I'm just trying not to.
We're going to amp up the intensity as we go. I probably need to start doing it right now, actually.
I just want you to. Like, don't start trying to treat me the way that you treat your wife.
No.
Like the way you in there where you're,
I'd be awkward.
When you come in there, well, not the sexual part, but you come in there and when they're out there lifting weights and she's getting in there and you get yourself in the doghouse and silent treatment for a couple of days. We're gonna amp up.
Intentions are always good, boys.
We're going to amp up the intensity as we go. Lauren Mack, eat the ranch, Ron. No, I'm trying. Hey, I can get them naked.
Eat the ranch and get you an extra 10 minutes of cardio. Or find you a sauna. It's good for you.
A little time on the stationary bike.
Ranch light, Ron. Someone text in. We'll see.
Stay away from that buttermilk.
By the way. Saw David Culley in the gym today.
Really?
You got to work out in with Culley?
I saw it.
Former Houston Texans head coach David Culley.
Shout out to David Culley. Leg day. Saw him in the old gym.
Did you talk to him?
I didn't. It caught me real quick. I'm sitting there hitting the shoulder press, and I just came up and got finished, and then walked by. I said, "Why, damn, I know that is. I know that face.
That is a rich man."
And then he walked through. I said, "That's David Culley." He went up there and hitting them legs. He was banging up all the legs. So shout out to David. He looked good, too.
H-Town. I didn't know he got down here for 11 H-Town, didn't he?
Just stayed down there. Yep. Stay in the neighborhood. So it's got to be weird, though. He stays in the same neighborhood as guy's got his job. Yeah, same neighborhood.
If we got to go three and out and punt it, we're good.
It looked good, though, man. He looked good, man. Yeah, look good, man.
Man, he was so good.
He really did. I did. I almost going to say, "Hey, coach, I almost did. You know,
his sound bites were so bad that I couldn't help but laugh. But as a fan over here, I also wanted to cry.
I mean, we could have a Culley segment, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first time I've run into him in the little neighborhood, the gym that our neighborhood has.
Well, if it happens again, man, go on, get him on.
I might say something to him. Coach, how you doing? I know you don't maybe not remember me. That was during the COVID years.
Coach, you ever been interested in any radio, man?
Come on in, do a little radio. He looked good, though. He did, man.
The most important thing about football is football.
Right. I thought he had moved on away.
Yeah, that one's my favorite.
Someone else said they saw him, too. Yep.
I thought he wanted to move back and coach at his high school or something.
Tennessee, somewhere, Smyrna, something like that. Yeah, I thought he was going to do it, but, man, he's in there, man. Hit that leg day, David.
I used to have one in my
Coach
phone.
Coach Cully?
I used to have one in my phone under Smyrna.
Did you?
Okay.
Got the name.
Yep. Like I said.
Moved through Laverne to get right to it, didn't you? Moved through Laverne, then get to Smyrna. There you go.
That is a seasoned man.
I don't have that. I did at that moment. I wish I had a little Tyler Miller in me. Tyler would have said something to him.
Oh, he'd have got a pick. Do. He'd have got a pick for sure.
He at least would have said, "Hey, Coach." Oh, yeah. I get into the mindset, man. I don't want to bother because you know me. I don't want to be bothered either. At least be bothered.
Damn sure I don't want to be encouraged.
I don't want to be encouraged in front of a whole group of people in which you would not normally encourage people who are
don't
doing those
chip
tasks.
Them up.
But I will say, hey, Coach, how you doing? Because he did stare into my eyes a tad bit longer than just walking past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to play one in football for four quarters.
Oh, I think we could do
we
it.
Got we got stuck at the trash can a little bit too. I was wiped off a machine, and I was going to go throw it in the trash can. He was going over to the leg extension, and we kind of got blocked up there for a second.
I'm not a big wiper downer of machines in the gym.
That
oh, you're the worst then.
Yeah, no,
you aren't. I mean, no, and you sweat like you? Hell.
You don't wash yourself with the washcloth.
I mean, if I'm just like dripping and in a public gym, then yeah, I mean, I'm obviously going to do it. I usually use a towel.
I hit everyone, but I know I'm a sweater.
Yeah, no, you're sweating gonna bother me. I like to get in there and grind and sweat with folks. That sweating gonna bother me.
That's nasty, man. That's how you get staff infection.
Like I watched a chick that was I thought was a little overboard. Like she's going over. Wiping down dumbbells.
Yeah, girl.
She went over and wiped down the dumbbells. Like, come on now. I just like you're okay.
Now, look, if you're like if you've got a lot of times if you're sweating bad, like where you lay your head on a bench or something, maybe you know, maybe it's super sweaty right there. Maybe you got a little product in your hair that's on the deal. Maybe we need to wipe that down a little bit. But just like overly sensitive about sweat on machines. Nah, man, that's what we're in there for. We're in there to get a sweat. I appreciate any human being that's putting that extra work in, getting that sweat in. The facility ought to have a place come in there and keep the germs down every night. They'll knock it down.
But you can get that sweat in them, wipe that sweat off.
It's the
ass sweat that gets me. When you're seated and you see that right in the ass portion of the seating.
Swamp butt.
Yeah. The back sweat doesn't give me as
much. I bet if she had them old tights running up that old crack and she got up off that thing, you wouldn't worry about that old.
Yeah, but
then
sweat. There's also people who sit in them like me. And
all sweat is equal, man. All crack sweat's equal, man.
All bodily fluid.
Clint walk in there, Tyler, like, hell yeah, give me some of that.
Yeah, no. I never check. I wouldn't check up one bit.
No, don't push that off. I got it.
Look at that salted fluid outlet for you.
You know what I'd do? I'd prefer you be focused enough where you're getting your ass on the next machine so you're keeping that heart rate up so you're getting work in instead of worrying and going around clean everything.
I do feel like, I feel like, yeah, Lauren said, "Nah, Clint, nope, can't do it."
Hey, man, get your workout in. If you so happen to lay back in somebody else's sweat, it ain't to look here. Let's be honest, I mean, we've all been places, we've all done things that are far worse than a little bit of sweat on a workout bench.
Well, those bodily fluids are more fun, though.
True, but it still doesn't mean that you just keep going on with
it. Again,
just because I played beer pong with. And just put that ball right back in that cup.
I'm
and
not
just
drink
out of it anyway.
You ain't lying. You are not lying.
And then acting like nasty. those two cups of water that has hair all the way down it to wipe them off is going to clean them.
I don't know how that didn't start a pandemic.
All them shots we take in these bars around here where you think that guy washing them shot glasses real worried about it at 3 o'clock in the morning when he's shutting the
place. Alcohol kills germs.
I like to believe he is.
You're running into brick walls here. Just be courteous of your fellow gym goers and wipe your nasty sweat off.
I bet you have a lot of people looking at you with some judgment and disdain.
I'm coming in there to get that work in.
If you want to come up and wipe it off.
If you want to walk around like you're too damn good to lay down a little bit of sweat from time to time.
You're going to sweat. You just wipe it off, bro.
It's people like Clint that make me want to go wipe it off, wipe off every machine prior to getting on it anyway.
I promise you, if we worked out, you'd have zero problems. I'm not saying if I get up off there and I got ass sweat all over the bench, I'm not going to wipe it up. I'm simply saying going around and cleaning every bench that you get up off of and making a trip to the damn trash can. All you're doing is stalling. Get your ass in there, work out, finish it, go hard, right? Clean stuff up later.
I want to go hard without other people's sweat.
Come on, man. That's it, man. That's it.
And just wipe it down.
Now, I will say, if it were me and you in a gym, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be. But there's some other folks in here you just don't know. And I think you just Just courtesy to the other people.
I can think of someone.
Clint, that's a big ass no. Wipe your machine.
Well, just I'm
lost. Just not lost courteous. A lot of respect.
I mean, that's fine.
The drive has more manners.
That's a little deep.
That's fine. Whenever you get serious about your workout and you want to grind, let me know.
Why are you worried about the workout?
Let's go find a gym workout with some folks. I ain't worried about the sweat on the sweat or this or that. Let's go get
it. Not. I hope
his,
I sweat.
His rebuttal is, whenever you want to start getting,
whenever you want to get serious about this workout,
soft ass wiping workout, that sweat off.
I'm here for you.
Yeah. Get them. You have some. You walk in a gym and the benches are super, super clean. That means ain't nobody using them.
Bet you like to say C too, don't you? You soft ass.
You ever forgot to get one?
That's a good point.
You ever got up and forgot to get one and then see her sit down? And, oh, damn.
No, but when I'm wiping someone else's sweat, I stare them down. I'll let them know.
Coming
up. I'm wiping your nasty ass stuff up right now, a-hole. Uh-huh.
I bet you Clint Sterner might be the only one of the 16 crew that is not a wiper down of their sweat off.
I'm not saying I wouldn't wipe it off if it was like, if I got up and was like, damn, I would wipe it off.
But
I don't get up and inspect the bench.
You don't hit it every time.
No, hell no.
I hit it every
hell
time.
Hell no. And I'm annoyed by those that do.
Well, too busy for those well, manners.
Let's, no, you're not. They're annoyed with your ass, too.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
Coming up, this has been something that has been talked about a lot about C.J. Stroud. Let's take it to our quarterback, our sweaty, cleaning of the bench quarterback.
Yeah.
Clint Sterner with his thoughts on what's going on around C.J. Stroud. That's next.